friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Woman sees dog looking sad as he stares out to sea and then uncovers his heartbreaking story. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A woman sees a dog looking sad as he stares out to sea and then uncovers his heartbreaking story. Jolie Mejia is a dog lover and a dog mom. She has one dog at home, which is why this story wove its way into her heart. She went to the beach with her family and noticed a dog, alone, looking sad. "I pet him, waiting for his owner, but minutes passed and no one came," Jolie recalled. Concerned for his safety, she asked a stranger on the beach if he knew anything about the dog. It turns out the whole community knows him and takes care of him. Jolie soon learned why. Vagu'itu lost his owner, who died while out at sea. Vagu'itu comes to the beach every day and mourns the loss of his beloved owner, even though it's been more than a year. The community believes he went fishing and had a heart attack. Now, this sweet and heartbroken dog comes to the beach every day, waiting for his loved one, who will never come home again. It's an example of love in its simplest and perhaps purest form. It's a story about love, loyalty, and what it means when we are given the gift of man's best friend. Jolie wanted to know if there was anything she could do for the heartbroken dog looking sad. But she soon learned the entire community takes care of Vagu'itu. The community ensures he gets lots of scratches and cuddles on top of all the food he can eat and even a warm place to stay at night. Currently, he's staying with a woman who lives near the beach, but he makes a trek to the shores every day and stares out at the waves, mourning the loss of his owner. When Jolie learned about Vagu'itu's story, her own heart broke. No one should ever lose a loved one, and it's more heartbreaking when you realize that furry friends like Vagu'itu truly love and miss their owners. Like Jolie, this is a bittersweet story of a dog looking sad none of us will soon forget. May we all make sure our loved ones know how much they truly mean to us. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Daddy holding newborn passes away after wife-induced labor early so he could meet baby girl. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. It's always touching to see a daddy holding his newborn, but seeing Mark Ogler hold his baby girl Savannah for the first time was especially moving. And that's because it fulfilled his father's dying wish just before he passed away. At the age of 52, Mark Ogler was dying from pulmonary fibrosis. At the same time, Mark's wife, Diane, was carrying the couple's fifth child. But the news became bittersweet when the Ogler family of Texas discovered Mark had little time left on this earth. The Olger family celebrated Christmas together in 2011, thinking Mark had beat cancer. This daddy looked forward to holding his newborn daughter in his arms in the coming year. But by January 3, 2012, Mark was back in the hospital, struggling to breathe. Doctors determined that 8 months of chemotherapy had ruined his lungs. They diagnosed Mark with pulmonary fibrosis. "We thought he could get on steroid treatment and oxygen and live for years," wife Diane Olger explained. But by January 16, doctors estimated Mark had only about 1 week left to live. The news came just a month before Diane was due to deliver Savannah. Before going home to be with the Lord, Mark had just one last wish. The daddy wanted to hold his newborn baby girl in his arms. Diane was determined to help her husband's dying wish come true. And so, with the help of her doctors, she decided to induce labor 2 weeks early to make it happen. On January 18, hospital staff moved Mark Olger into a large delivery room. He lay in his bed, hooked up to oxygen, while Diane delivered their sweet baby girl 2 weeks early. In a moment that was both tender and heart-wrenching, Diane looked over at this daddy holding his newborn baby. "The day she was born, his oxygen levels were really high," she said. "He held her for 45 minutes. Him and I just cried that whole time." A few days later, on January 23rd, Mark Olger found his healing in heaven. He was surrounded by family, including little Savannah, who was in his arms. There's no question Mark loved Savannah deeply, and while the family must now carry on without him, they can take comfort in knowing his last wish to hold his baby girl in his arms had been granted.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, "God won't give you more than you can handle," "Time heals all wounds," and "Follow your heart." We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.